welcome to the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Elliott. I sincerely hope that you enjoy today's podcast. It is on developing a deeper, more intimate, caring, and compassionate relationship to you. Thank you for listening. Just begin to notice how it is that you feel. Without shifting or changing or judging or assessing, but just allow yourself to feel. As we think about the word yoga, it is a living thing, and it is also something that is constantly changing. And so the word yoga in many ways is an experience of relationship. And so to be curious about what kind of relationship you're creating, and not only to the inside, you know, we often talk about relationship to the soul, right? Which we can't really get to the soul until we've let go of some of the other garbage. And so that relationship can be really to anything, but just to be curious, you know, we often think about our relationships at work, relationships with maybe our kids, relationships with our family, relationships with our significant others. But what about relationship to you? Right, to your nature, to getting to know what it is that you need today. I don't come from the mindset that thinks the same kind of yoga every single day, the same kind of thought form every single day. Right, the refinement as you go deeper into your yoga practice is to really learn what truly is going to benefit you today. Right, what kind of food is there to take in? How much water? And what kind of exercise, what kind of movement, what kind of meditation? Right? We forget I notice it especially in teacher training, having done it over a number of years now, that people's tendency, you know, to really be the most violent is towards themselves in thought, in action, in emotion. And if you can just even be aware of that, if that comes up for you. Okay? And then to ask yourself if it's useful. And where can you be kinder and more compassionate and patient and deeply connected? And I would say with that, accepting. You know, each one of us comes onto the planet made a certain way. We have what they call a prakriti, or your soul and your karma, and you're here to do something specific. You're here to learn something specific and to offer something specific. And so how you were made is part of how we know when we're out of balance, and it's also when we know how we know it's our gifts. Right? So just for example, if I tend to be a more fiery, passionate, by nature kind of individual, right? It's my way that I'll probably go out of balance and I'll be irritable and angry, you could say. And that might be one way it's going to show up. But you can use that then as an opportunity, right, to come back to your nature so you don't deny that nature. Instead, we start to work with it. And to use it, your passion, say your light, your brightness, and it fuels you to do whatever it is that you're called to do. And so not trying to be the person next to you or the person, you know, that maybe you think you should be, but instead to embrace who you are in this moment, to develop a deeper relationship. Is the whole practice. That's all, what we're always talking about, right? How do you relate? And you can pick anything. How do you relate to yourself this moment? How are you relating to something that you might have said this morning? How do you relate to something that you're thinking? How do you relate to your body? And then we hold the space. That's one calling of yoga, is to leave no room for judgment, but to hold the space and be curious. And how can you use those things, right, to help elevate yourself, which will then, of course, make you better available for others. And so take a final moment with the eyes closed. Have the internal gaze up towards the third eye. And for today, just notice where you might be able to soften a little bit more. Maybe the shoulders, I tend to hold the shoulders up slightly. So just knowing that, right, and you can begin to broaden. The legs, maybe the leg muscles are kind of engaged in pulling up away from the ground. Can you soften? Because really it's through the space and the presence that you get to know what is happening. And then you can become that master, they'll call it in the teachings. I mean, the master of your own destiny, the master of your own prana. The master of how you're going to use what you've been given to create. See if you can allow just the idea that you can keep this internal state even as we begin to take a deeper breath. The invitation is to create a useful day. May this moment, right now, be your best relationship. From that relationship, what will you offer? So the invitation maybe to celebrate your individual gifts as you move throughout your day, throughout your practice, throughout your breath, to use this time to acknowledge and notice your property, how you were made, some of your personality characteristics, your tendencies to be more emotional around some things versus others, less emotional, and calm, maybe. Where are you calm? Where are you patient? Where are you fiery? Where are you lethargic? And so it doesn't matter what we are noticing, but it's that when it isn't something that is serving us, we can begin to redirect it, to move the energy into a more uplifting kind of thought form and experience. And that's a big part of learning our karmic lessons. As we begin to uplift, we then have the opportunity for clarity. And from that clarity, you get to create, and you get to serve, and you get to offer, and you get to be you. We are light, we are love, we are peace. Namaste. Thank you very much for listening to episode 3 of our Embodied Living Yoga podcast. Again, I'm Shannon Elliott. I'm so honored to have you here as a guest listener. And if you liked what you heard, please feel free to subscribe to our podcast. You can always rate it. You can give us a review. All of these things help us to just get out there a little bit more. Again, and feel free to share with a friend. And if you'd like to reach out, you can email me at shannon@onyxyogastudio.com. You can also check out all the latest information on our website, www.shannonelliottyoga.com. Have a beautiful day. Thanks again.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.